Last month, a Nashville police officer shot and injured a 20-year-old. The officer fired when the man was taking his belongings out of a car, including a gun. This incident raises questions about how officers are trained to interact with the many, many, many people in this country who own guns. The presence of a gun on the scene raises the risk for people even when nobody aims it. This story lasts about 4 minutes, and it does include sounds from police body cameras that some would find disturbing. Samantha Max of our member station WPLN reports.
Last January, it was Lamon Witherspoon, Nika Hobart in March, Jacob Griffin in May, Antonio King in August, and Adrian Cameron in September. Last month, an officer shot and wounded Rod Reed. 2021 far surpassed the typical number of yearly shootings by Nashville police. In 7 of the 10 cases, the person who got shot had a gun. Sometimes they were holding a firearm from the start, but in other incidents, the encounter started calm. Then, the presence of a gun escalated the situation.
Ma'am! Put the gun down! Put the gun down!
Where's the gun? Where's the gun?
Drop the weapon! Drop it now! Drop the weapon!
Then you gotta be trained well enough to deal with people that have guns. Because you can't say, the minute you touch it, I'm going to shoot you. If you knew I had it, then I got to deal with you accordingly.
Rodney Reed wants the Nashville Police Department to rethink the way it trains officers to deal with people who have guns. Reed's son, Rod, was shot in the legs last month during a brief encounter with an officer at the scene of a car crash. Rod was getting his things out of the passenger side of a car. An officer, Byron Bolter, had just pulled up to the scene. He told Rod to leave his stuff behind.
Go ahead and go, man.
But Rod kept reaching toward the dashboard, where there was a gun. Bolter immediately fired.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Then Rod was on the ground screaming in pain. Bolter told him to put his hands up. He tried to assure Rod and said it would be okay. And he asked the 20-year-old why he grabbed for the gun.
I don't know, sir.
Why'd you reach for a kid?
Nah, I was trying to get it out the car, sir.
I know, man.
The Metro Nashville Police Department's use of force training teaches officers that guns pose a threat. They're repeatedly told to be ready to fire to protect themselves and others before someone else can pull the trigger. In Tennessee, the chances of encountering someone with a firearm are high. Data show yearly gun purchases have risen dramatically in the past decade. The same trend holds true on a national level. The FBI conducted about 16 million background checks for gun purchases in 2011. Last year, that number had more than doubled to nearly 39 million. And that's not even including private sales without a background check.
I think it's a troubling situation for, police officers.
Daniel Nagin is a public policy professor at Carnegie Mellon University who researches the criminal justice system. In 2020, he published a study that found states with a higher prevalence of guns had higher rates of deadly shootings by police. Last year, Tennessee joined a list of more than 20 states that have made it legal for almost any adult to carry a gun without even needing a permit. Many law enforcement officials have urged legislators not to pass these bills. More guns on the streets can make their jobs harder.
They're frequently called upon to enter into dangerous situations. And somebody having a firearm or brandishing it is, I think, almost the definition of an example of a dangerous situation.
A police spokesperson says officers receive extensive training to deal with people who are armed and that they have learned about Tennessee's new constitutional carry statute, which took effect in July. The department also says it reviews each shooting and considers changes to its curriculum. But any changes will come too late for Rodney Reed's son, who is recovering from gunshot wounds in both legs.
You can't come in saying, whoever got a gun, if they buzz the wrong way, I'm going to shoot them, when you tell them they can have the gun.
Reed's son was a year too young to legally own a gun in Tennessee, and he's out on bond now after being arrested. But Reed also has questions about how the officer who shot his son acted. Reed says he's talked to his son about what to do if police pull him over, that there's a chance he could get shot. And now that there has been a shooting, he says he's just grateful his son is alive. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.